Okay, so here we are. We're in October. All right, lots going on. First of all, once again, I want to encourage all of you next Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. To get a group together. Again, a group is two or more in a public place if you can, to pray with the entire nation. If you go to rosarycoast.com and you see this map with the blue pins, I mean, it's just covered already. And all you have to do is go there and it'll show you how to sign up real quick. And you just give your name and location and boom, your blue pin is added to all that. Please do that if you would. But we're going to do that instead of meeting next Friday night. Another reason we're not going to, I need to travel to Washington, D.C. at that time. And so that I could be there, we're going to have what's called the National Rosary Rally right on the nation's Capitol Mall on the grounds there. And tons of wonderful people. Monsignor Charles Pope is going to be there. Father Stephen Embarrado, the auxiliary bishop for the military, Doug, is going to be there. So it's going to be great. And that's kind of the anchor for this Rosary Coast to Coast. And so at precisely 3 p.m. Central Time, so all the other times, you know, 4 p.m. Eastern and all that, we're going to pray the Glorious Mysteries together, and then we're also going to do the Colby Consecration Prayer to conclude our time together, as we've done now. This is our seventh year. So please plan to do that. So that's part of October. Listen, we're finishing the 54-day Rosary Novena, which will end on October 7th, and we'll be asked at that time to pray the consecration prayers we always do as well. But we'll pray it again as a nation on October 9th as well. Also, this week we're going to have on Michael Wick, who is the president of the Militia Immaculata and another one in the leadership team, on the podcast, so you can hear all about Maximilian Kolbe. Here he is. That's his image. And then, of course, that's a very, very rare relic of St. Maximilian Kolbe, who was incinerated in a Nazi concentration camp. So to have a relic is extremely rare. So please tune into that. The anniversary of the Militia Immaculata is actually October 16th. And he started this. Maximilian Kolbe did 3 days after the miracle of the sun, without knowing that that had happened 3 days prior in Fatima. But he knew something was coming. And so he started the Militia Immaculata, the Knights of the Immaculate. But militia, right? He had a great love for the military and knew that we had to stand as a force of good, of holiness. He would promote the consecration, promote a strong relationship with the Blessed Mother, but all what? To stand against these forces of evil. At the exact same time was the Bolshevik Revolution, right at that time. And again, these things were happening, and he only had a sense of it. He didn't have knowledge of it at that point, that something was coming. Pope Pius XII would go on to say, anybody who joins the Communist Party is excommunicated from the Church, okay? So we stand against these forces, but we do so with the best of our spiritual capabilities. Today, the disciples said, increase our faith, increase our faith. If you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. You know, Jesus was encouraging them to have that strong faith, that belief in the supernatural power of God. See, that's our weapon. Okay, belief in the supernatural power of God, having our Blessed Mother stand with us. She crushes the head of the serpent, right? And what have we been doing? We've been getting strong together. It's been awesome. We began the year, I'll hold it up again, with our 90 days to peace, but to get our baseline spiritual practices up and running, discipline in our lives, but especially to get that intimate relationship with God, to be well connected, increase our faith. That's what it means, to be well connected to God. And Maximilian Kolbe knew too that the forces of evil around him were trying to convince souls all around him to leave God and to go the way of the world. And that's why he used the best of new media in his time to stand up. And I'm so proud of you, because I see it all the time. You know, we have this new media at our disposal right now, and it can be terrible, and it is. It's indoctrinating our loved ones left and right. But I'm seeing you share books you've read, articles you've read, truths that you know, everything, and so that we can stand strong in that truth. Truth to power. We speak truth to power, and how necessary that is. I was watching a video that Bishop Robert Barron, it was a video about him, and here's what he said in there. He says about the use of new media, he says, become very adept at first at old media, so books, and do that first, but immerse ourselves in others, but yes, to the new media. We would be horribly derelict if we don't use the tools we have before us. We can't allow ourselves to control the, we can't allow others to control the world of new media. The majority of those that become atheists are doing so through new media. Stats show we need to declare the Lordship of Jesus Christ always with new expression, method, and ardor. He said, think of Fulton Sheen, who did not waste a minute to use the new media of his day. Even Father Maximilian Kolbe was said to be ahead of the game in his usage of the most advanced tools to spread the gospel and to consecrate to Jesus through Mary hundreds of thousands of souls. So, it can be seen as evil, you know, the new media that we have around us. But we need to use this tool to stand against the falsehoods that are captivating souls all around us. So every one of us, I think, here can attest to loved ones that we know, you know, children, nieces, nephews, cousins, friends, neighbors, that have been captivated by this this falsehood that's coming in very, very severely. It's at a historic rate right now. And so we need to be, first of all, strong in the Spirit, increase our faith. We have to be very strong in our faith. So you keep going with your baseline spiritual practices, and again, especially the one that develops that intimacy. So I'm talking here about that development of mental prayer. I think that's something all of us need work at. You know, that's that intimate time where there's no agenda, no formal prayer. During that time, you just stop and you just spend time with the Lord. 15 minutes to start with is good. But to just have that intimate relationship, get well connected. Let that grace get in easily in our lives, the power of grace. Go to confession often, okay? Certainly right after any serious sin, so that you can be in that state of grace at all times so that God can use you. Increase our faith. You know, what do you want me to do, Lord? I'll do it. You know, just, but I need a power. I need a zeal. I need an enthusiasm. I need a desire to want to do it your way, to please you in all ways. All that comes from this power, this surge of grace that's within us, and we've been working at that. Finally, get ready. I'm going to be going again to Washington, D.C. next weekend, and so that's part of the reason I can't we can't gather together Friday night. But as I'm out at the mall there, okay, once I get back, we're going to start embarking upon a new training in holiness, okay? Or we're going to refurbish one that we've touched on in the past. And what is that? We're not meant to go alone. We're meant to be united here on earth, right? So that's what we've been doing. We got over 80,000 united in prayer right now. Okay, that's awesome. That's what Maximilian Kolbe was doing too during his time. But we're united here, but we're also meant to be united with the holy souls in purgatory and the saints in heaven. So we're going to train up in that, okay? And it's going to be from All Saints Day, November 1st, until Christmas Eve. And you'll hear more about that after next weekend, because that's kind of when we're going to launch all that. So get ready for that next training in holiness that we're going to have, again, to increase our faith. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.